Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, what can you tell us about planting vegetables?
I was thinking the other day about the vegetables that I want to plant in my own garden, and it just came to mind that we sell three different vegetables that you don't always think about. I mean, they're well-known and they're popular, and they are asparagus, horseradish, and rhubarb. Asparagus is probably the most popular of the three, so we'll start there. We sell bare roots. They are 2 years old. Farmers plant the seed in their field, and they let them grow for 2 years, and then they harvest them, and they resell them to other asparagus farmers, or they sell them to garden centers like us so we can sell them to gardeners like you. So you come into Payne's Nursery, you buy some asparagus roots, and I'd probably start with eight or a dozen, something like that. Take them home and you plant them in rich soil. Now, this is the key to growing successful asparagus. It's not hard to grow, but you got to prep your soil for it. You got to mix organic matter in, like soil conditioner or mulch or compost, that sort of thing. Improve your soil with a ratio of about 25% existing soil and 75% soil conditioners. Now, if this is in your garden where you've worked the soil before, you don't have to go that heavy on the soil conditioners, but just make sure it's nice and rich for the asparagus. You don't want to harvest it the first year, and that's true with all three of these. You want to give the plant time to get established and bulk up a little bit so that when you do harvest it, there's still something remaining to regrow for the following year. Now, the second plant I'd like to talk about is horseradish. Now, that's very easy to grow. You can plant it in a corner of your yard that doesn't get much care. And actually, once it's established, the more you ignore it, the hotter it will be when you do harvest it. So maybe that's a plus. Maybe that's what you want to do. And the third item is rhubarb. Now, this one's kind of fun to grow. You can plant it in your flower garden because once you get a healthy rhubarb plant established, it's going to be 2 or 3 feet wide and 2 or 3 feet tall. And they're these giant leafed plants that really add some spectacular texture to your garden. One thing to caution you about is only harvest the stalks to eat. You throw away the leaves because they can be toxic. So don't eat the leaves, just the stalks.
Where are you located?
Well, we've got two retail locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive. The other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And if you want to build a raised garden, 6034 Awafria, that's our bulk soil yard. And lots of tips on our website, www.paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.